Hi, I'm Joey Only. Remember me? This week on the Meteorological Report, Frankie McDonald gives the global weather like he always does. Brandon Houck's got Western Canada covered. We have Gabriel Berardo talking about Southern Ontario. Joe Stover shows up. He's also a programmer at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. He's up in Churchill, Manitoba this week. Olivier Forbes Bouillon is out in the cold in Kugluktuk. It's like minus 40 plus the wind chill on top of that. His beard turns completely white during the episode. Amazingly cold up there. Peter Glenko gives us updates from Ukraine. Man, we got a full show this week. Pretty good one.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not.
Welcome to the Meteorological Report. I'm your host, Joey Olney, out here in Wells, British Columbia, in the beautiful Cariboo region. Wonderful out here. Wonderful, beautiful day we had. Sunny. It was so nice to see some sunshine for a change. This is the Meteorological Report. Well, what is the Meteorological Report for you first-time listeners? The Meteorological Report is a blending of comedy and meteorology. So comedy, meteorology, meteorology. You know, that's how she goes. So what we do is we talk about all things funny and bizarre that's happened in this last week and maybe happening in the week to come in Canada. We are recording the show on the 24th of March. You and Prince George, listeners at Sea for 88.7 FM. It's Saturday morning, 10 a.m. for you, and you are hearing this. And if you're in CKUW land, you are hearing us at 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Prince George in Winnipeg, that's who's hearing us. And maybe you're hearing us, seeing us on the YouTube channel, Joey Only, the Cariboo Weather Dude. So I'm lined up here with my panel of expert meteorologists, Frankie McDonald, the infamous weatherman from Sydney, Nova Scotia, over in the Atlantic there. We just had a special guest, Olivier, show up. We haven't seen him for a long time. He's up in the far, far north in Iqaluit. We got Joe Stover from Churchill, Manitoba. So he's also got a show on CKUW 95.9 FM, and he's a Churchill, Manitoba. These are guys who are living pretty far up north up there, but spring is arriving for them. And of course, as always, we got Brandon Houck over in Brooks, Alberta, our radio weatherman, who will be talking to us all about weather, hockey, 300 women and himself last weekend, and more. This is Joey Olney. That's me. I got a haircut. I went to town today. I got all cleaned up, but shave this and cut that, and you want to see?
You look damn near respectable. Like,
this is Joey Olney when he cleans up. So yeah, I'm mountain man. After I was like cutting my own hair, and it was terrible. It was like all different lengths, and so I was trying to explain to the woman when I got into her chair, like, well, sorry, you're gonna notice that there's a lot of hair on my neck where there shouldn't be, and you're gonna notice that this section's longer than that. And it's like, basically I had my hat on, I was like trying to keep it off my ears. I spent all my life in the bush. Yeah, I was bushed. I think maybe you guys know what that means, when you just spend too much time alone in the bush. And being homeless last week, it's been really nice. Anyways, let's start with our global weather report with Frankie McDonald.
Frankie!
Frankie McDonald, how you doing so far?
I'm doing great so far. It's supposed to be snow changing over to freezing rain and rain in Sydney, Nova Scotia tomorrow. So it's going to bring a lot of rain in Halifax tomorrow. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Bonaventure, Quebec, where Monica is at. It's going to bring some rain in Montreal. It's going to bring some rain in Toronto tomorrow as well. Then it's going to bring rain all across the entire eastern United States of America, going all the way down Florida. Then a polar vortex is going to come. That's going to trigger a lot of snow squalls this weekend in southern Ontario and all across Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa. It's going to bring really lots of snow squalls all across Ohio, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and all these places. It's going to bring because the Great Lakes temperature is warm and the air temperature is cold. That's going to driven all cold air all the way down Florida later on in the week. It's going to bring the really hot temperatures with Santa Ana winds this weekend. On Monday, there's a whole lot of rain headed right for Los Angeles, California. It's going to bring a lot of rain to greater Los Angeles on Monday. It's going to, in the Pacific Northwest, they're going to bring a lot of rain this weekend. In Victoria, British Columbia, in Vancouver Island as well. It's going to bring really, really hot temperatures all across Arizona. It's going to bring, until the cold front's going through California on Monday, it's going to bring lots of rain in Los Angeles, San Diego, and all these places. It's going to work its way to Phoenix, Arizona on Tuesday, where Gary and Dino was at. Then it's going to work its way to Texas on more severe head weather headed for Texas next Wednesday. It's going to move to Arkansas and all these places. It's going to work its way on the eastern United States next Friday as well. It's a coast-to-coast storm. Going to bring so much rain all across the Pacific Northwest, including lots of rain in California as well. In South America, it's going to bring a whole lot of thunderstorms all across Venezuela, northern Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, and all these countries. Northern Chile is getting a really bad heat wave, including Santiago, Chile, and the desert areas of northern Chile. That's where desert is, and near the Peru border. They're bringing lots of thunderstorms in Argentina with rain as well, down in Argentina, in South America. It's going to get colder in Ushuaia, Argentina. And over in the UK, weather over in the United Kingdom, they're bringing high-pressure systems. Going to bring an intense high-pressure system in the United Kingdom, bringing really dry conditions right now. That's bringing a whole lot of snow up in far northern Russia, up in Norway. They're bringing a lot of rain, snow in the coastal areas of Norway. It's going to work its way through Finland, Sweden, and all these places of rain, snow mixed. And it's going to bring really dry temperatures in. They had so much rain in southeastern Spain. It was really dry in France. It's really dry in Germany, part northern Italy. It's the showers in southern Italy. It's going to bring lots of cold temperatures in Turkey and Syria, bringing cold temperatures all the way down to Egypt as of right now. It's going to get warm, hotter in Egypt next week as well. Over in Japan, oh my God, in Japan, they got a cold front going through Japan on Saturday. It's going to bring lots of rain in Japan, in Sapporo, Japan. It's going to bring snow up in northern Sapporo, Hokkaido, Japan. Oh my God, in Japan, then it got all kinds of stormy system. Here comes the story of the hurricane. There's a possible typhoon going to develop next weekend. It may hit somewhere in so near Philippines or Japan. Oh my God, in Japan, it's going to bypass altogether. And it's going to be a first typhoon of the season possible next weekend in the Pacific somewhere, in the Western Pacific Ocean, in Africa, over in Indonesia. Another cyclone's in the Indian Ocean right now. It's really bad cyclone to see, bringing a lot of thunderstorms in Indonesia. Rainy season's dying down right now. And in Madagascar, Africa, they're bringing a lot of thunderstorms right now. So it's Mozambique and all these places in Southern Africa and places like, they're bringing a lot of thunderstorms in Uganda, Congo, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and all these places. And parts of Angola, bringing a lot of thunderstorms in Angola too. Bringing a lot of showers in South Africa. Still getting really, really hot temperatures there. This time of year, it's autumn equinox in South Africa. And hot weather's not letting up there right now. New Zealand and Australia is still getting really hot temperatures. And where Jason is in Sydney, Australia, still getting really hot temperatures right now. It's fall of the year there right now. New Zealand, they're getting showers in the east coast of New Zealand. In Gisborne, New Zealand, all these places, they're getting really dry weather. In Invercargill, New Zealand. Then the winter is coming in New Zealand on June 21st, 2022. In Antarctica, it's cold outside in Antarctica as of right now, including South Pole Station, McMurdo Station. It's pretty soon to be dark 24 hours a day in Antarctica.
So I seen reports of Russian soldiers getting frostbite and hypothermia in Ukraine, but I also seen images of it being very sunny and nice. So there's been some high pressure there, maybe warm during the day and cold at night. What's the weather looking like for this next week in Ukraine?
Over in Ukraine, over in places like in Ukraine as of right now, the weather there is, it's really cold in Ukraine, but dry. Then they got showers heading through Ukraine right now. They got really, really cold temperatures next week. It's going to warm temperatures, cold air temperatures, fighting each other there this time of the year. Then it gets a rain in Ukraine on April 2nd as well. In first full week of April, it's going to be really stormy in the UK again.
I got a question, Frankie. Yes. I know that you and I both really enjoy the cold. But we got summer coming eventually, and I know this is looking a little bit forward, but how hot of a summer do you think it's going to be in Canada?
Extremely hot summer, especially British Columbia. It's going to bring bad fire season there.
Well, what does that mean to you, Joey?
It means I'll be working, fighting fires. But, I always say I prefer that the wet seasons, like 2019, 2020, they were both down seasons. I prefer that there's more fire starts and that we're busy in those years. So lots of lightning activity, despite it not being good burning conditions. So that some burning does happen so that we keep busy, that we keep on point and ready. And we don't have what happened this season. We had a bad fire season coming, and a good deal of veterans had moved on from firefighting after two dead seasons. And this is what happens every time. Go get real jobs, because we get a lot of skills, and people know want us to work for them, right? So a lot of rookies this year, and it was hard to put crews together, and there was a lot of teaching as we went. Anybody else have questions for Frankie McDonald? I really like it when you guys have something to ask Frankie, because that's a thing on Gary and Dino's show every weekend. Ask Frankie. And people ask him anything, and he knows the answer all the time.
Excited about this solar eclipse that you got coming in Sydney, Nova Scotia in 2024. Can you tell me a little bit more about that solar eclipse that's going
to
happen?
I want all you guys in Sydney, Nova Scotia to come to Sydney, Nova Scotia on Friday, April 5th, 2024. Then you're going to see the eclipse on April the 8th, 2024.
My idea is I want to go up into the highlands. Imagine if we went up into those highlands and seen it there. Where you can see the ocean, see... So, this is on my list of things to do. That was Olivier Forbes-Bouillon, and I do want to talk to him before we go to Brandon, because I know how hard it is sometimes to get you on the show. But Peter Galenko, he just came in, and he's got a question for Frankie. As you know, Peter Galenko down in Virginia Beach, Frankie's super fan and good friend of ours, Peter Galenko.
Yes, sir. Frankie, you mentioned that it's about to become winter in New Zealand, down in the southern hemisphere. And I've never been to New Zealand, but I know it's a beautiful country. And I was wondering, what is their climate like generally? Like, what is it compared to?
Yeah, it's really hot weather in January and really cool weather in July, because their season is the opposite of our seasons. That means in New Zealand, their winter is in January. Their winter is in July, and their summer is in January.
Would it compare to some states of the United States? Like, how cold does it get?
I think New Zealand is in some ways comparable to British Columbia. Maybe it might get colder in BC. The South Island has big mountains, and it's very Alp-like. That's the Lord of the Rings sort of look that you are used to seeing, right? And then the North Island is a little warmer, so it's more Mediterranean, kind of like Victoria is. I think here in the west coast of British Columbia, the ocean influence does keep it moderated, of course. So it doesn't get that continental coldness that we get. But the continental coldness that it seems that is abounding right now in central Canada, I should say. I think Cold Front is once again the story. Tell us about what podcasts you've been on this week and what videos you made.
I've been on the Compound Media this week, and I've been on another podcast called the podcast as I was on this Tuesday night coming up. I'll be on the Shuley Show and Donna Mantis at the same night. Hi, Christy. I'm Frankie McDonald. I'm doing great so far. I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to Comedian Meteorological Report with Joey Only. Terrible weather, dude.
Did you make any YouTube videos this week?
I did a forecast for Los Angeles, California. It's going to bring heavy rain in Los Angeles, USA.
So, Frankie McDonald, he's got 275,000 subscribers on YouTube.
277,000.
277,000. So that's, since we first started doing this show, I think you had 266,000. So you gained 10,000 or so more.
It's the Joey followers. Bump. It's the Joey bump.
I don't think it's got anything to do with me. In fact, I'm struggling at the bottom of the YouTube, toiling at the bottom.
Trace, despite coming having, on 1 second.
Despite having amazing videos about wild horses and forest fires and all the helicopter rides and lightning strikes and amazing videos about wolves walking up on me. All Frankie has to do is a tornado siren, and he's just...
Best of luck. I'm Frankie Dahl. You're listening to the Comedian Meteorological Report with Joey Only.
Before we go to Brandon, I just want to make sure we get a chance to talk to Olivier Forbes-Bouillon, because It looks like it's pretty cold out there. Your beard's all frosted up there, buddy. So talk to us about Iqaluit and what spring is like there. You seem to have a fair bit of sunshine already for this time of night.
Yeah, well, the sun never really goes too high above the apex, and it never goes too far below the horizon as well come this time of year. So really, we got almost till midnight now in terms of some kind of twilight. But yeah, it's cold. We definitely got a pretty serious cold front that just came in. So we're looking at minus 52, 53 with a wind chill tonight. It's close to that right now, I think. But so for anybody south of the border, that's like 65, 70 below zero. Yeah, and I wanted to show you guys the sunset because we just had a pretty incredible sunset, but we just missed it by about 5 minutes. So
The thing is about good. The north, and sometimes people are surprised when they say, oh, when is ice melt off the lake and wells, and I say, well, it's usually the middle of May sometimes, and they're like, huh? And then they see pictures of how much snow we still have at the end of April, and I try to remind them, like, our friends in the Yukon are already basking in sunlight, abounding, and so spring does sort of come quick up there while we sort of toil in even days and the shade of mountains still.
Yeah, like another 2 weeks, and we're probably looking at almost 24 hours of daylight up here, which daunts me. I don't mind the 24 hours at night in the wintertime. It's nice to see some darkness, but in the summertime, that 24 hours of daylight, as much as it sounds cool and it's a novelty at first, it really drains you eventually.
I bet it would get to you, sort of like the same way that people in southern Alberta get driven crazy by wind, or maybe the way I feel like I just been too much in the trees. You have those things about nature that just make it so hard to live in Canada. But tell us about the good things up there.
The good things, there are no trees. And right now, one of the big, big, big things that we are super grateful of is the price of gas, because of the logistics of gas up here is everything comes in once a year on a barge, however many million gallons come in and load up these things called fuel tanks down there. I don't know if you can see them, but... So that's our yearly reserve. So we got gas when it was just above a dollar. So our gas is still $1.14 right now a liter. And I know some of you guys in BC, I've been saying like $2 a liter right now. So I think everybody should come and buy some Nunavut gas.
Well, the problem is it'll take me so much gas to drive there in my truck. I'd like to find some kind of a car or something. But, my ex-wife's like, you can buy my car. And I was like, well, I'm not against the idea, but it's just a nice look at this boxy little thing, the Mazda. I'm like, really? Me driving around in that? But I can't afford to be super truck dude forever.
You're in Iqaluit there, Olivier?
No, I'm actually, I didn't want to correct you, but I'm at least 1,000 miles west of there over in Kuklutuk. So,
okay.
Right on the beautiful shores of the Arctic Ocean here, north of the Arctic Circle, so...
Yeah, I thought I'd check there because I thought that the sun would probably still be a little bit further down if you were in Nunavut's capital. But so how long are you guys expected to keep the minus 52 wind chills and stuff? Like, when are you guys going to get a little bit of relief out there?
Very soon. It looks like we're hopefully by mid next week we're looking at temperatures in the lower teens, so minus 15, minus 16, and hopefully we can call that somewhat seasonal. And but with warm weather like that comes blizzards, and that means planes stop coming in and we run out of food, so our lifeline gets cut off significantly once that crappy weather rolls in. So I actually don't mind the cold. Like, you can see right now it's very cold, and I'm last time you saw me I was shaving, so my mustache grew back a little bit, but definitely, it's a dry cold, so they say. I could be out here for 6-7 hours, no problem. You know what it's like. I'm sure it's not much warmer where you are in Churchill.
A little bit, but that's only been in the last couple of weeks. We just finished Northern Light season about a week and a half ago, and the weather cooperated perfect. It was cold, which meant it was clear, and the lights have just been amazing. I'm sure you've probably seen some of them yourself up there, and they've just been... they've been next level this year, and we're not even anywhere near the peak of the solar cycle yet. I still think we have about 2 or 3 years left to go. So it's exciting stuff, man.
I saw some sort of report about some massive ejection coming towards Earth, but I didn't get a chance to read it yet. I just seen it while I was having dinner before.
There's solar flares coming from the sun that cost North Pole and South Pole 40 degrees above normal because a lot of solar flares shooting from the sun up in outer space.
It's going to make for some great northern lights, let me tell you. And southern lights, too.
Just Borealis in general. All the Borealis.
All the aurora, all the... was it Australis? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Aurora Borealis and Aurora Australis, I believe, is the technical term for the southern lights.
Yeah, they had to be different.
They had to be different, that's right.
Well, because you wouldn't want to get the two confused, because you wouldn't want to be down there in Antarctica and be like, oh, look, the northern lights, and everyone would be like...
They'd make so much fun of you.
No, that's
look at that guy from the northern hemisphere. Borealis. He doesn't even know what Southern Lights are, this guy.
That's not Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Borealis, at this time of day, at this time of year, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen.
I see you've played Knifey Spoony before. Brandon Houck got a haircut.
All right, Brandon Houck, out here to win for all those flossing by Houck.
He had to, in order to wear a wig, while he was hanging out with 300 women. And so I don't know what goes on in Brooks, Alberta, but he's the radio DJ man there, and one of the voices of Brooks, Alberta, Brandon Houck on 105.7 FM, the radio country station there, and also the producer of Brooks Bandits Hockey Games, who just had a sweep over Canmore. Brandon Houck with his wig. Good to see you, buddy.
Hopefully I don't choke on popcorn here.
Well, good evening. Yes, this wig looks really ridiculous, doesn't it? Yeah, so I had to cut my hair so I'd get this wig on my head or else the wig wouldn't fit. So that was, we'll talk about that. And we'll first talk about the weather stories. The weather's been kind of wacky last week or so.
Here. No, I want to hear about you and 300 women.
Okay, so we'll tell you everything I did this last week because it's been a whirlwind.
Here. No, I want to hear about you and 300 women.
Since the last time we chatted here. So Friday, I got the haircut. I got the wig. I got it from the dollar store. So it was like perfect. The last wig on the shelf because I was not prepared. I don't know. I was like, where am I going to find a wig?
You didn't have one already? No, I want to hear about you and 300 women.
No, I was kind of late to the game.
If you're like yours, so, yeah, I guess. Why would you?
That's right. Last minute guy, kind of guy here. So we got that all covered, and then we had our first playoff game on Friday night, and we won that.
No, I want to hear about you and 300 women.
Bye. Oh boy, it was a good game actually. It was a really good game. That first game in Brooks there, and then Saturday night was the big party, the Prairie Girls Gala. Now. It is a wild event. Now, if I was a waiter at this event, because and I got auctioned off on stage, if you've never been auctioned off before, it's quite a real thing. And it's kind of nerve-wracking up there on stage, getting auctioned off to you don't know whose table is going to pick you. And I guess I went for over $500, so I did pretty well there, getting auctioned off there. And then I had to go to my table, and well, I was a terrible waiter, so I probably would have been fired in an hour from how terrible I was at being a waiter, because I was kind of having a few drinks on the job there. But anyways, it's all for a good cause for cancer research and everything, so it was actually pretty incredible. And we haven't got the final tally on how we did there, so hopefully we'll have those numbers come later on, but. Yeah, so started off with everybody having a good time. We had, I think 200, 300 women in the room and five other guys doing waitering. So, but they only get one table, so it wasn't, you didn't have to waiter all the tables. So that's kind of a nice part there. And then a great big, huge meal. And then afterwards, these guys called Banger Bingo hit the stage and they do this big game of bingo that's probably the wildest game of bingo you've probably ever played because it's all music and dancing and oh my goodness. And then the
you haven't seen the bingo games I've played.
Oh, this one is I don't think
there was dogs on top of pool tables, man. You're not gonna beat this one.
There's women on top of tables. That's what was going on with this one.
No, I want to hear about you and 300 women. And the dog's name was Tony Danza.
That's right. That is so So then I think the party just went on and on and on, and I did not get home until 2 a.m. and then I saw a little glimpse of the Aurora Borealis coming back. So that was kind of nice. So that was Saturday. Sunday didn't do anything. So it was played out from the last 2 days. And then Monday into Tuesday, but then we got back to the hockey again for a couple more games there with the Bandits, and got the game on Tuesday night there. And then actually on Tuesday, I did a school talk. I went over to Griffin Park School there and talked to 3 classes and talked about hot, cold, and talked about weather and stuff. So I was there for about 3 hours. So that was a lot of fun. And they invited me out for recess, and I was probably I haven't done recess since grade 6, so that was kind of awkward, I have to say. So we played tag. I let them win, but anyways, it was weird. And then I went back inside and did that last presentation. And then I did the hockey game. We won that one 9-2. And then Wednesday night, we had the game 4, and we won that one 7-1. So we swept the series against the Canmore Eagles. Now we're waiting for our next competitors, either Drumheller Dragons or Okotoks Oilers. They're still playing. They're tied at 3 games apiece there. So it's going to be a little while until we get back on the Bandits train there. That's been my week.
No, I want to hear about you and 300 women. Yeah, you're so modest. I literally spent, all winter in the wilderness imagining what it would be like to be in a room with 300 women.
Well, I could tell you, if you ever end up in the room, don't ever wear a tie. That is a bad idea. I've done that a couple times. And they always open the tie and give it a bit of a yank. I don't know why. So, that last couple of years.
And so if you remove the tie, then they'll have to find something else to yank.
And don't wear your best clothes. That's also a good tip, too, because, there's a chance it might get ripped off.
You mean like my Nomex fire retardant out gear?
Oh,
like
yeah.
$600 worth of stuff, man.
Yeah, it'll get ripped off. I've seen it happen before. Hasn't happened to me.
In fact, the next time I get invited to a wedding or a funeral, I'll wear my Nomex clothes, because they literally are the most expensive thing clothes I have. They'd be like, man, your clothes would smell like charcoal. Oh yeah, yeah. It's really expensive clothes, though.
So yeah, that was a fun week, and I guess we better talk about what the weather did. That weather's been kind of wonky too.
No, I want to hear about you and 300 women.
Yeah, we're stealing all the fun stuff. We had the snow. We had the. Oh boy! So first off, what happened? I have to look through my book here because so much has happened here. I kind of forget what happened, but back on what day was that? That would be Sunday. Yeah, so Sunday after Prairie Girls Gala, side all day. I would have gone out and got some video of the winds gusting up to 80 to 90 kilometers an hour on Sunday with the. Little clipper system that came through and brought some pretty significant snow across central region of the province. We even had at least 10 to 20 centimeters of snow in the Red Deer area. QE2 was shut down for a few hours. So that was a wild day on Sunday for travel in central regions of the province, and your blizzard conditions across the prairies. Oh yeah, it was great fun. Then by Monday, and it all warmed back up again, back up to 13 degrees. So then the snow started to melt and the temperatures continued to go up. So Tuesday, we got up to 17 degrees. And then Wednesday, yesterday, right here, we got up to 21 degrees, breaking the old record of 19.4 back in 1968. Here in Brooks and Rolling Hills was the Canadian hotspot at 22.3 degrees, and now holds the Canadian hotspot for the year. So the competition is on for hottest in Canada this year. Rolling Hills now with the lead at 22.3 degrees. So yeah, now today, and then the cold front went through this morning, and that wind at 3 a.m. just howled. My goodness, howled like the moon, pretty much. We had a blast of snow go through. We had at least, say, about 2 centimeters of snow. Some areas had higher amounts with convective snow showers. And then this afternoon, we got a little bit more instability kind of stick around after the front's gone through. So we got a few isolated showers popping up here. Now, as we go into the weekend, after cooling down, we warm back up again. We do this dance again as we go into next week with Sunday, a potential for another system to come into Montana. That's going to develop yet another area of potential snowfall into southern Alberta for the beginning of next week. Another blast of snow, no significant accumulation with that. And then the same area of snow will continue to scoot its way through Saskatchewan, through Manitoba, and then beyond from there with probably a pretty good amount of snow, especially in the eastern prairies for the middle of next week. And then we do this all again by the middle, by Thursday of next week, with yet another little system coming in out of the Yukon there, diving down to the southeast. So a bit of a roller coaster ride, a little bit of ups, a little bit of downs. And that's basically typically the trend as we go into the spring season here.
Yeah, we did have some convective behavior in British Columbia this week, some thunderstorms and things like that, that were, you know, small but happening. So it's begun that weather process of the spring. Yeah, Brandon. So I'm looking at Prince George's forecast for all you listeners at CFIR 88.7 FM. And you still got some periods of rain or snow today, Saturday, the 26th of March. -2 at night, 60% chance of flurries. But as we keep moving on, Sunday, 7 degrees, -6 at night. But we're going to see that start to warm up coming Monday. Mix of sun and cloud, 12 degree high. Wow, that's going to be like crazy warm in my mind. -2 at night, 12 degrees on Tuesday. Maybe chance of showers, not high chance. Stronger chance at nighttime, -1. Maybe a mix, maybe some slight flurries in the higher country. Wednesday, 10 degrees. So we're seeing things start to warm up, but it's sure taking its time. And here in Wells, we've had more snow accumulation than we've had melting the last number of days. So that's what we're getting. Talk to us quickly, Brandon, about what our radio listeners at CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, what they might be seeing in their forecast. When does it warm up for them? What day?
Yeah, so this weekend's going to cool down. We'll probably see overnight lows Sunday morning in the mine. 20s, yikes, but then by next week we'll see those temperatures improve and it gets a little snowier again as we go through the middle of next weekend. Also, should mention quickly, we had a couple of tornadoes on Monday in Texas here that caused some significant damage near Round Rock and I believe another community there called Elgin there, significant damage, and some of these tornadoes actually occurred at night there, so quite a little outbreak occurred. And also we had a significant tornado on Wednesday. Tuesday. I'm getting my days wrong here. So that would be Tuesday in New Orleans, Louisiana. There, a significant tornado went through there, caused some significant damage. And that one also occurred at night. So, and then we've also had a few weaker tornadoes from there. It looks like severe weather might be ramping up again next week in the southern United States, with that potential for supercells by the middle of next week. So we'll be watching that threat as well very closely. As we're getting into the spring severe thunderstorm season in USA.
What's got you laughing there, Frankie McDonald?
Just happy.
Just happy. We haven't talked to Peter Glenko much yet. I still do want to talk to Joe Stover, but he seems comfortable. Pete, so you've been talking to Michael Senekov, your friend in Ukraine, and so he's escaped first already last week. He'd already been out of Kharkov, and then he went to Dnipro, and you're saying he's found a place to rent there, so things are settling down. The war is not over for him, though, of course. Your take on what's going on there, Peter Glenko.
One half of the world is interested in the species and climate. Other half of the world is more interested in World War III.
Just from what I've been hearing from Michael and what I've been seeing in other places, Michael's doing all right. The place he found to rent is not a residential apartment. It looks like it was formerly used as like a yoga studio and place for maternity gatherings or something like that, because there's a bunch of yoga balls and like pictures with paintings of women with babies on the wall. But it's a very spacious area, which is they could so it's not being used right now, and he wanted to get a spacious area so he can take in some people coming from Kharkiv, as well as, I know I'm pronouncing it wrong, but Mariupol, or however you pronounce that, because they have some people that are trying to get out of Kharkiv still, and especially Mariupol. I don't know if I'm, how that's supposed to be pronounced, but that's the place.
I think it's like Mariupol.
Mariupol, whatever. I just read most of this stuff rather than saying it. But so that's good. He found a spacious place, and that the purpose was that was so he could, if people needed a place to stay, he could host some people there. But unfortunately, when I was chatting with him earlier, and then he was telling me the other day, there's still occasional airstrikes in the city that he's in now. So while it's much safer than where he was, that's still a concern. He was successful placing an order on behalf of some company there for some bulletproof vests, which is good for, I think that's for civilian use there. So that's the somewhat good news is, but at the same time, while they are very confident that they're going to win and they're not backing down, like is the universal attitude there, it is from a realistic perspective, they do want to make sure they have all the supplies they need because they've seen what has happened over in Mariupol, however you pronounce it, where it's been completely encircled and very difficult to get in and out. And if that continues, these other cities could be in a difficult situation. So hopefully something changes because it's still just a not a good situation, and there's no leaving for people that are between males that are between 18 and 60. It's like you stay there and help out is the so I'm hoping that there can be some compromise, but unfortunately I don't think Russia wants any compromise unless that involves them surrendering major cities. They took that power plant the other week, and then the reason they're so interested in Mariupol, or how you pronounce that is Ukraine's major port city, one of their major port cities. So that is a strategic location that Russia wants, and I think they want pretty much whatever they can get away with taking. And so far, Zelensky with the Ukraine. Russia offered them to scale back certain things for more humanitarian pathways if they surrendered that city, but they are not surrendering any cities and they don't want to surrender any cities. So it will be, they were trying to make a compromise where they would sign some treaty that would say that they wouldn't join NATO ever and for a ceasefire and withdraw. But unfortunately, I think that, Russia is really set on taking back areas. They consider a lot of the Ukraine to be theirs just because of what the former Soviet Union was. So they look at it as taking back what is theirs, but that is not the way that people that live there look at it as, because 90% of the development and they have their own history and culture. Like most, a lot of the development has happened since the Soviet Union was dissolved and whatnot. So it's like,
well, if that's the way we're going to do global affairs, then next thing you know, the British will be invading Canada and Australia and bringing back their empire. And you know, like how ridiculous that can be. And even the assertion that Ukraine is a made-up state. Well, you know, the news flash is that all nation states are made up states, and that includes Russia. These borders weren't on the map forever as handed down by some benevolent god. No, this is how culture and language and central regional power has developed over time, and this is the way things are. Ukraine has for a very long time shown that it is an independent country that wants to form its own destiny. And that's exactly how every other European nation was formed. No different. Yeah. No, I want to hear about you and 300 women. So I guess we should just ask you briefly, how's the weather in Virginia?
We had a rainy day today, showers throughout the day. It looks like we're going to have more showers tomorrow. The weather that we're having lately is what I imagine the stereotype for London and England to be. So we got 50s, 60s, 70s coming up. But we'll have clear skies next week. But rainy, but nothing too exciting. Nothing too crazy. It's mild. I guess the spring showers will bring Mayflowers.
Here we have snowbanks that are twice as high as cars and things like that still in Wells, B.C. It's going to be a long time before spring arrives here, most unfortunately.
Joe Stover, when's spring arriving for you in Churchill?
Well, it was pretty springy the last couple of days. We were sitting at about 4 degrees above zero Celsius, that is, earlier today. And then we had a cold front rip through along with some snow and some blowing snow. And we're right now in the middle of what Environment Canada will be soon calling a near blizzard, whatever that is. It's either a blizzard or it's not, I guess. So I don't know. Maybe Brandon can tell me, when did Environment Canada start calling things near blizzards?
Well, maybe it's not going to last 4 hours, those conditions.
Maybe that's what it is. It's blizzard-like conditions, but just not lasting long.
Yeah, it has to last at least 4 hours. So, yeah, blizzard-like conditions, probably. Maybe for an hour, and it's done.
It is calling for a near blizzard for almost, I think almost 12 hours. So who knows, whatever. I would call it, I guess I would call it a near blizzard, I guess, because right now we're just waiting for the wind to pick up a little bit more. And so we'll kind of see what happens. But long range forecast, at least for the next week, is looking like it's just going to stick around highs of the mid to low teens, which minus, of course, which is just fine with us, because that's a slow melt is kind of what we want. I know that's what the rest of Manitoba wants, but this weather, actually, we're glad that it didn't happen last week, because as I was chatting with you a little earlier last week, Joey, about the team from Arviat Nunavut that snowmobiled down to Churchill for our hockey tournament last week, and it was super great. It's about 250 kilometers as the crow flies from Arviat to Churchill along the Hudson Bay coast, and it took them about 10 hours to make the trip by snowmobile, just with the route that they had to take, and the fuelings and the stopping for food and things like that.
They have any near blizzards?
They didn't have any near blizzards along the way. No, it was actually perfect. They snowmobiled down on a wet
near ones.
On a
near blizzards?
Part near blizzards? No, it's like a dash of a partly near-ish blizzard-like conditions. I don't know if that's.
I think we should call it not the blizzard. Not the blizzard. Not the blizzard.
Not the blizzard. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
No, the weather's the weather was really good in terms of for all of March was actually just perfect, because we had guests up here to see Northern Lights, and by guests I mean, it's just a nicer word for tourists. But we had some guests here in Churchill up until about March the 10th. Or so, and it was perfect Northern Lights conditions, with it being as chilly as it was. It was in the minus 20s and such. And then almost as soon as the guests were gone, the temperatures went up a little bit to around minus 10, minus 5, and which was great for the snowmobilers coming from Arviat, and good for the planes coming in. Like, there was no issues with planes coming in with teams for the tournament, and it was really good. We've had a wonderful March, and it's been good. So I'm looking forward to heading to Winnipeg next week. On the I'll be on the train next Thursday, so I won't be with you next Thursday, because I'll be on the choo-choo down to Winnipeg. Yeah, going to go play some hockey down there with our Churchill Treeliners hockey team, which went 1-4 last week. We got a win.
Oh, no.
We had, you know what? It's okay. We had no business playing against some of those teams. Like, some of them had ex-AHLers, ex-WHL, ex-OHL, and we held our own. We played the tournament champion. We played them in the round robin, and we kept it pretty close. They beat us, I think it was 15-2 was the score. So we kept it pretty close, but no, it was lots of fun. Weather was great, and
most of it was football.
You know, Joey, I'm trying to feel good about how we did. Like, you know, I need some of that reciprocated back, you know.
That's, well, sort of reminds me of the story of the Dawson City Nuggets who they went from Dawson City, they sled dogged themselves all the way down to, where you go over the White Pass and you come out to Dyea, Alaska, whatever, you get on the boat there. Then they boated all the way down to Vancouver. Then they took the train all the way across and played the Ottawa Senators for the 1905 Stanley Cup and were absolutely destroyed. And then there was a Dawson City Nuggets team after this in like 1995 or something like that, that redid the journey. They dog sledded all the way once again over the White Pass to Dyea, and then took the boat all the way to Vancouver. Then they got in the Via Rail train and went all the way across the country, and they played an Ottawa Senators alumni team that absolutely destroyed them as well. So in some ways you kind of remind me of that Dawson City Nuggets. I guess it wasn't you that snowmobiled 250 kilometers. It was another team.
No, it wasn't me.
You just kind of stayed home and got your butts kicked. But
that's you can file that under for love of the game, right? Like that's the coolest part about it is that these guys from Arviat were just like it's not an easy trip. Like a trip that should take you 3 hours in a car took them 10 and a half hours by snowmobile, and those snowmobiles go fast. So it was, it definitely was, you know, traveling across the sea ice as well, which is heaving because of the tides. So you never know when you're going to kind of have some of this, you know, like the how would you say it for the radio? Yeah, exactly. Like you just,
I love that.
With ice kind of breaking up, and there's some open water out there because of it. So it's a relatively dangerous trip for love of the game. And they finished fourth. They were the most entertaining team to watch. That's for sure. The quickest by far, but they only had about eight players that made it. So that's the short bench did them in, but they were the best. They were five by far the most entertaining team. And they were the best dancers at the social that we had on the Saturday. So,
well, that is important, yeah.
Very important, yes, sir, Joey.
Oh my God, in Japan!
No, I want to hear about you and 300 women. Gabriel Berardo has just joined us down in Southern Ontario. GB,
I'm not in the suit,
but he's the rapping weatherman who hasn't rapped for us in weeks. But nonetheless, we keep calling him. How you doing there? How's Southern Ontario?
Well, it is actually pretty good. I mean, we saw a pretty decent storm actually moving southwestern Ontario last night. It was the it wasn't the coolest thunderstorm, but it was the coldest for some. As I think I heard that one person reported, it was about 1 Celsius outside when there was a big squall and of a storm moving in. But I mean, unfortunately, like you know, it. As it of course moved more east, right? The lightning just all was there, and then it wasn't, and then it just kind of turned into all that rain that you see on radar. That's mostly in the, of course, yellows and all the, like you know, orange is just a big heavy, almost like a big heavy round of rainfall that just kind of you know moved in. All of a sudden, wasn't really anything that special. As I, of course, you know, would have thought, and it wasn't that special, but I mean, it's fine because I mean, it's some rain, but it's quite warm here. I mean, it's not that cold, but well, it's going to start to get into the negative next week, actually, again, negative 4, maybe negative 5. And I actually heard that there's some snow that will be moving, and I think heading into next week, which which I don't like, by the way, but I mean, it's going to start to warm up after that. I mean, not that much as in the way. I mean, now look, I'm not in my suit. Forgot there was a show tonight. Sorry about that. I kind of looked at the time and it was like, you know, 10:45. And I was like, wasn't I supposed to be doing something tonight, like somewhere? And then I just realized, because I was on Messenger and I kept on getting, you know, whenever I get like a lot of, you know, messages on there, it's usually because something's happening, right? So something was happening and it's on the show and I kind of missed it. So I didn't really get to, you know, wear my suit. So sorry about that. I'm not looking the freshest today, Joe, but the weather certainly is looking the freshest today.
It's cool. It's actually nice to see GB behind the scenes,
I'm looking the freshest today.
Plain old shirt.
Yeah, have you seen Joey's haircut, GB? Look at that.
Look at this.
Wow. I got so fresh and clean.
Fresh looking. I got I shaved even. These are trimmed off here on the side, and there's nothing on my ears. You know, look at that.
Oh yeah.
You know, I actually got something going on here.
You turned from the you know, caribou weather due to looking like Austin Matthews kind of looking face. I don't
know. Oh yeah, I'm just like him. Well, I was becoming a feral animal out in the wilderness, right? So. You know what happens when you spend too much time out there? I realized someone told me what the name for it is, you're bushed, Joey. I was like, I've been out there alone too much. And they're like, yeah, I think you're bushed. It's, you know, not good for you.
I will grow this beard. I'm going to see how long I could grow it out till. And then I guess eventually, maybe at someday in the future, we'll probably shave it. But it's not happening right now. It's going to, just gonna see how I look, right? Whenever I have the beard, some people say I look like I'm 40. Some people say I look like I'm 12 years old with a beard. But I mean, it's fine because I like when they say that. I mean, it's funny, right?
Enjoy it for as long as you can.
Yeah. I mean, people ask me, "What's your age, man? You look like you're 12 mixed in with 40 kind of here." I'm like, yeah. I'm going for the look. I'm going for the older look, but a young mind, right?
Last time I got ID'd for smokes, I said, dude, I was born in the 70s.
Yeah.
Plus I had an expletive. I was born in the expletive 70s. And he's like, yeah, okay. He gives me the smokes. ID me.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, and I also saw...
Do I look friggin' 17?
Frankie's new haircut. Mentioned that on the last show. It's nice.
Gerard's my barber.
Frankie doesn't look 17.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Saw Frankie on the live the other day. I think I was on his live the other day. His Instagram live, because sometimes he goes live on Instagram too. Sometimes.
What did you guys talk about?
And he just kind of talks. Weather and everything like that. And sometimes actually, Frankie like always mentions your show. And especially Bass Guy show and the Truly show and everything like that and Hot Water. What is so strange is that I'm actually memorizing all these shows because Frankie always says it.
And I'm also on the Chris Chittick El Nino Storm Hunters podcast. That's another thing. And what about Reckless Aries Radio with Sam in New York City? That's another thing. And my next appearance on Robinson's show will be on Wednesday, May 25th, 2022 at 10 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Robin Slim said that'll be Robin Slim's final shows, May 25th. I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to Comedian Meteorological Report with Joey Only. Terrible weather there.
How can people find you on the internet, Frankie McDonald?
And I'm also on Jason Marshall. We don't have cookies on every Sunday afternoons. On every Sunday nights, I'm on Roger the Wild Child Show. My Twitter is @FrankieMcD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Instagram is FrankieMcD1984. My Clapper is FrankieDonald1984. My TikTok is FrankieDonald1984. My Twitch is FrankieDonald1984. My LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. My Snapchat is FrankieMcDon. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
What about your link tree?
Yeah.
Frankie McDonald.
So you've been listening to Frankie McDonald. I'm Joey Only, the Caribou Weather Dude. You're hearing the Meteorological Report, the comedy meteorology show. This has been Frankie McDonald, Brandon Houck over in Brooks, Alberta, the radio weatherman there. We had Gabriel Berardo, the rapping weatherman, GB down in Southern Ontario, Joe Stover checking in from Churchill, Manitoba. We had Peter Galanko speaking with us down in Virginia, and Olivier Forbes-Bouillon, who I totally butchered where he's from. He's not from, he's from Kugluktuk, and I was saying Iqaluit, but you know, nonetheless,
he's from
a very far northern place, and he was standing here literally in the minus 40 plus wind chill on top of that, his beard freezing in front of us. It was awesome to see him get him a real deal Canadian weather report from the Arctic Circle. Yes, you can also find the video version of this show at my YouTube channel, Joey Only, Caribou Weather Dude. You've been listening to us on CFER 88.7 FM in Prince George at the University of Northern British Columbia. That's every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. The show re-airs. If you're just catching the end of the show, don't worry. You can re-listen to the whole thing at 4 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. Local time in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Monday at noon. That's CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you very much for having us on your station, all you meteorology students. This is required listening. You will not pass university without listening to everything that Frankie McDonald has to say. Last word goes to Joe Stover. What's on your radio show this week? The How Do You Do review?
The How Do You Do review? Yes, this Friday at 6 p.m. For those that are listening on CKUW, you would have missed it already, but it's all good because you can follow the podcast on all of your favorite podcast platforms. We have part two of our interview here in Churchill with master fiddlers Gordon Stobey, JJ Guy, and their accompanist Kathy Spruill, who is a former NDP MLA in Saskatchewan, who is a wonderful musician as well. And then we finish it off with just some great Canadian fiddle tunes. It's just going to be one of them toe-tapping shows. So that's Fridays on 6 p.m. on CKUW. And you can, like I said, go to check out the podcast. It's on all your favorite podcast platforms, just like this one, kind of, sort of.
Right on. Thank you, Joe Stover. I'm Joey Only. Hey, if you happen to be in the Osoyoos area, May 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, I'll be playing at Festival of the Arts that's happening down there.
Yeah.
Yes, Joey Only is back playing music, first time in over 2 years. I'll be playing a gig. I don't even know what my guitar looks like, so I forget what color it is. It's been a long time since I touched the friggin' thing.
I took it. I have your guitar. You'll have to come to church to
right
get it.
There. There it is. Okay, well, I'll just have to find a new one. Nonetheless, if I play one show, that means I'm going to want to play more. So you better tell that John Scholes next time you're in Winnipeg that
you mean
I am more
guys?
Than due to come back to that high and lonesome club.
You mean these guys right here?
I mean it. I've been eyeing your hat up all night. Anyways, that's the end of the show for now. See you next week. Bye now.
Oh, my God, in Japan.
No, I want to hear about you and 300 women.
Hopefully I don't choke on popcorn here.
All right, Brandon Houck out here to win. We're almost lost by Toot.